Well, that was a difficult, disappointing home loss going through the game. Indianapolis jumped on us from the first play, and we frankly never got it back. So special teams, coverage units, I think it's obvious the way we performed there. I thought we hit some good punts there. We were able to change the field position a couple times, but, you know, had the one there in the fourth quarter. So, you know, punt return game, didn't get much out of that. So, but offensively, it was a man-to-man football game in the perimeter. So, didn't get enough production out of the passing game as we would have liked. Had some shots deep. Fortunately, you know, didn't hit those. Kind of got what we thought we'd get out of the run game. Defensively, you know, the key stops. You know, we were able to get two turnovers early. We didn't take advantage of that, as you'd like to see from an offense. But, you know, it's the key stops is what we need on defense, and we didn't get that. So, disappointed, difficult loss. That's two home losses. That doesn't sit well with anybody. But the fact of the matter is we're 4-4. We're going to get ready to go on the road for three games. Hopefully we'll come out of this relatively healthy. And I know Micah had the shoulder. So we will regroup tomorrow and get on to Tennessee. But the Colts came in there. They played tough. They played a lot of energy. We did not play good enough. I'm disappointed. I'm irritated. The fact that we were not sharp as a football team. So we need to play better than that. Frankly, coming off of our week of preparation, I thought it was our best week of preparation. I thought Wednesdays, Thursday, and Saturday's practice looked the way you're supposed to look. And told the team that last night. But we didn't carry it over. So we were not sharp against Dallas, and we were not sharp today against the Colts. And we need to get to the bottom of it. That's life in the NFL. That's what Monday is for. We'll work on our improvement, our corrections, and we'll apply it to Tennessee. With that, I'll take your questions.
What do you think happens in a week where you feel like practice goes really well and you don't play that well? What do you think happens there?
Well, Pete, if I knew the answer to that, I wouldn't be standing up here, that's for sure. That's a game of football, but it's like anything. You know, we had a lot of moving parts this week. I thought the guys handled that very well. I was pleased with Wednesday because Wednesday's practice the week before was not very good. Thursday's was excellent, and you got to carry it forward though. It's about preparation and performance, and we were not sharp enough today.
Mike, what was the plan with Randall Cobb going into today?
Randall Cobb, just impressed the fact that he was able to be active for the game. I think that says a ton about him. I was not expecting him to play. But, you know, so I took a conservative approach with him. I was going to use him only when we needed him. Obviously, we needed him in the second half, and he gave us everything he got. So hopefully he came out clean.
How do you balance the need to take shot plays down the field versus just move the sticks at times when you're behind in the game?
Just call your offense. You know, obviously there's a lot that goes into game planning, how you react to how the defense is playing you. We expected a lot of man-to-man and then to challenge us, challenge our perimeter, and they did. So you call plays, and that's how it works out.
How long was Aaron's left foot bothering on him? Just reaching for it a couple of times.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, he was moving a ton. You know, obviously the surface was a little different. I think a lot of guys, you know, with their footing, with the long cleats. I know just talking with him early in the game. So, but you know, he's moving around a lot, so he's being challenged that way.
Are you concerned about the foot going forward?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Mike, what got the offense going in the fourth quarter there?
Getting first downs, just. Really, we were in a no huddle offense more the second half, and just execution.
Mike, would you say execution is where your biggest frustration lies at the midway point of the season?
That's a very general question. You need execution in every phase of the game. Obviously, I think we're doing some good things on offense, utilizing different people to run the football. I think the pass protection has, you know, overall has been good. And, you know, we need to get a little more production in the pass game. So a lot of good things. We don't get to talk about all the good things in here. There are some things that weren't very good today, and we'll continue to work on those.
What did you think of Paha's play today? He gets his first two turnovers and can't quite get the sack again, though. Some good, some almost good as well.
I thought his two plays gave us, you know, definitely were big momentum, potential swings for us. Wish we maybe took more advantage of him offensively. But, you know, Ha-Ha's an excellent player, so.
Like on the opening kickoff, you had on the book like a little bit of an unbalanced look. Is the kick supposed to go to the strong side? Or?
Well, the reality of it is we had two guys that were, you know, our lane you know, discipline was poor. So we had two individuals that obviously weren't where they needed to be.
Two more.
Like, where do you think you are at this midway point of the season?
We're 4-4. Played a lot of good football. That's the fact of the matter. But you are what your record is. So I understand where we line up against the other teams. I never really factor that in because it doesn't matter anyways. I mean, you only played 8 games, so you got 8 left. So we understand what the schedule is. I think our quality of play has been above, you know, not quite where we want to be. I think our style play 6 of the 8 games has been excellent, and that's what we got to build off of.